This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Make of this what you will, but Wall Street took the absence of ominous headlines about Syria as a positive sign today. A reason to buy, that is. But as we here wait for whatever it is that's going to happen over there, on the ground in the region there is still plenty going on. Refugees by the hundreds of thousands have left Syria, many of them winding up in camps in Jordan. The BBC's Karine Torbay is in Amman, Jordan. Karine, it's good to talk with you.
Thank you.
You've been out in these refugee camps the past couple of days. Tell us what it's like. What have you seen?
Well, the picture is very different from one refugee camp to the other. The biggest refugee camp is called a Za'atari refugee camp, and it's the second biggest refugee camp in the world. It's very much the prototype that you might imagine in your head of a camp. It's very crowded and packed. The other refugee camp is very different. It's a place that was opened recently, and it has only around 3,500 people, and the scale of it is much smaller than the first one.
In this first camp, the big one, the Za'atari camp with 140-something thousand people in it, how do people get by? What do they do? Is there a sort of a makeshift functioning market economy there?
At the moment, it has become like a mini village. It has its own market. It even has a very famous street inside the camp that is called the Champs-Élysées, as like the very famous French street. And the reason why it's called the Champs-Élysées is that it has many shops around. Even it has a bridal shop. And the hairdressers, the barber, anything is around there.
These shops, the bridal shop and the hairdresser shop and all of those, who's running those? Is that refugees who've gotten entrepreneurial?
Absolutely. Huh. It's a place that is full of Syrians, and it's a place run by Syrians, and the customers are Syrians. And in a way, it has a very good and positive effect because it's keeping people busy.
Yeah.
But the downside of it might be that this place is growing out of control. They know that there is some sort of smuggling and illegal businesses that are happening into this camp, and there might be no way to stop them.
What's going to happen when the Jordanian government and eventually the Turks and other countries that have been taking refugees, what's going to happen when they decide to stop, when they close their borders?
That's the question no one wants to answer, honestly, because there will always be a humanitarian need. And the countries around the region are appealing for the international community to help them with the burden financially, but also to help them by hosting a number of refugees in the European countries, in Australia, in America, and in the different countries in the world. So they're not the only countries bearing the brunt.
When you go out and about in Amman and talk to locals, what do they say? Are they aware of these camps? Do they care? Do they want them out?
Well, what started as a natural sympathy toward the refugees coming from Syria had grown with time into some sort of tension. They know that their countries are very much stretched in terms of resources, and they also kind of blame the Syrian refugees for all kind of economic malaise or for all kind of trouble.
Karine Torbay for the BBC in Amman, Jordan. Karine, thank you so much.
Thank you.